Today's daf is Kiddushin, daf Chav Dalid, and we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Again, scheduling notes, today and tomorrow, Beth Hashem, the daf will be put up, and then Beth Hashem after that, for the following week, it'll be put up from the last cycle. I'll be traveling, Beth Hashem, we'll pick it up again right after Shabbos HaGadol, Beth Hashem. And also, we love to encourage all, many have already participated in our Mea Me'elef campaign. We have a two-week campaign to get into our shul, Beth Hashem. Anybody wants to donate, one should go to the nofehashemesh.com website, and all the instructions and pretty simple, straightforward idea for the campaign will be there. So we encourage everybody to join us and partner in our mitzvah. Okay, we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the last line, and we are discussing what the Mishnah had mentioned, how an Eved Kenani gains his freedom. So we had a machlokas between the Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, whether shta, if we're at least three-way machlokas, because we also quoted the shita on the bottom of Amud Aleph of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, three different opinions in the Tanaim, whether he could accept his own shtar, whether he could give his own money. It related to a couple of Shas topics, Zachal Adam Shalom Afanav, Ein Chavan Adam El Afanav, whether Shichur is a Chov or a Shibud. What about Bon Ke'echad? Do you hold of that principle? Machlokas Tanaim, again, those are a couple of the important topics that were related to our sugya, as well as Zachiyah Mitam Shlichus or La Mitam Shlichus, which the Gemara sounded like it was treating in two different ways, and that was the Raya that the Ramban and the Ritva brought. That was all on yesterday's daf. So now we ended off with, we're up to a stira, because we just mentioned that there is a machlokas risha Tanaim, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. If someone tries to give money to the Eved without his master having permission, do we say no, it's too late? It's too late, right, when you try to give it to the Eved, you can't say an almanas, you can't try to get out of it, and therefore it has to be done through someone else directly from an acher to the master, or not. That was a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir said that right when it goes to the Eved, it goes to the master. Nothing to talk about, even if one would say, almanas, that you're going to use this for your freedom. Mashenki and the Rabbanan say no. If you say that almanas, then it can be prevented from going into the Adon's Rishus. So, relating to that machlokas, we're going to have a stira. V'rami d'Rabbi Meir ad'Rabbi Meir, v'rami d'Rabbanan ad'Rabbanan. Last line, stira between this Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim that we just quoted about Shichror and Mashakon Eved Kana Rabo. We're going to compare that to a case of an Isha and a Baal. Right? We say, just like the Gemara said, we compare Mashakon Se Isha Kana Baila, Mashakon Eved Kana Rabo. So we're going to have a stira relating to the other one, and we're going to compare the two together. The Tanya, the Brisa says as follows, in a totally different context, in a Tosefta in Maaser Sheni. We know the halacha is that Maaser Sheni, which grows in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, I have to bring the Maaser Sheni, or I could be poda it. I could switch the kedusha onto money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. That is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Maaser Sheni. But there is a halacha d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'oraisa, that if the owner himself is the one that is being poda and bringing it up to Yerushalayim, then he has to be mosif chomesh. He has to add on what we would call 25% to the value and then bring it up. So this mishnah, this tosefta discusses, is a wife and a husband considered the same person regarding the chomesh or not? That is the root issue. So the Braisa, the quotes of Machlokas, Ein Isha Poda Maaser Sheni Belo Chomesh. The Tanakhama holds that and a woman cannot be poda maaser sheni without a chomesh. She has to also add on a chomesh. What do we think at this stage? Top Rashi, kasalka daitach, but maaser sheni shehu misade baila. Shehi kabaila. The avamin is that the woman is being poda on behalf of her husband, taking it from her husband's rishus, the karin ale mi maasro. And the fact that she has to add on a chomesh means she is her husband. She is her husband. Mashakon se isha kana baila. That's the Tanakam Shita, which we're saying is the Chachamim Shita. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, no, Isha poda maaser sheni below chomesh. She can be poda it without adding on the chomesh. So the question is, what exactly is the machlokas about? What's the case? Hey Chidami, ask the Gemara, what exactly is the case? That the woman is being poda the maaser sheni. Ilema bezuze debal, umaiser debal. Is it everything of the husband's? It's the Baal's money, and it's the Baal's, miser fruit. So there's a machlokes. There, there shouldn't be a machlokes. Shlichusi de ba'alka avda. There, she's acting solely on behalf of her husband, and for sure she should have to add on a chomesh because she is the shliach of the husband. Nothing to talk about. Why would you have to? Why would you be able to not redeem it with a chomesh? So the ella, what's the other possibility that the Tosefta is talking about? Ella bezuze dida umaiser diday. So maybe we're talking about her money. She has money from somewhere else. Maybe she got a Yerusha from somewhere else. But she is redeeming her husband's property. So is that where there's a machlokas? About whether this is considered her own or not. But 1 second, says the Gemara. Ish amarachmana v'lo isha. What exactly is that question? Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. What exactly is that question? Rashi says, as if the Gemara says here, no, there's a special din that only the husband and not his wife adds on a chomesh. That's how Rashi reads this line of ish velo isha. Even though it sounds like man versus woman, no, it means man versus the man's wife. Right? That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. If you look on the first couple of skinny lines, ish mi ma'asro amarachmana velo isha mi ma'iser baila. That's how the Rashi understands this limud. De isha ka'acher damya. Even though we know Ishto Kugufo and in a couple of different sugyas and different contexts, but in this context, an Isha is like an Acher regarding the laws of Chomesh, and therefore, of course you would be putter from Chomesh. So again, that can't be the case of the Braisa, which is a Machlokas. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosfos and most other Rishonim do not like Rashi's Pshat or Rashi's Girsa, because if that's what it meant, man and not his wife, it would have used a different lashon. It wouldn't have said Ish v'lo Isha. Ish v'lo Isha sounds like man versus woman, not man versus his wife. If you look at Tosfos, at Dibur Maskel Ella, first of all, he already starts off, Hachi Garcina on Rashi, Ella Bezuzi Dido Meiser Dide. And then he quotes Rashi's Pshat, and then says, V'kash lo Rabbeinu Tam, T'lo haya lo lahazkir Ish v'isha b'klau. This isn't a man versus woman. Ella havi lo meimar mima asro amarachmano v'lo mima asro chaveiro. Right, if it's about the wife is someone else, this is a man versus woman, this is about an acher. So most other Rishonim have a different girsa in the Gemara. V'nirul Rabbeinu Tam, Degaras, Ella, Bezuza, Dida, Umaiser, Dida. It's all hers. It's her money, and it's her Meiser. And the Chiddush really is man versus woman. Only a man is Mosif Chomesh and not a woman. Why is that? That's a question. But either way, that's what the Girsa and the Pshat is of Rabbeinu Tam and others. Lachi Berusho, Ish Amarachmana, De Mosif Chomesh Al Ma'asro, Velo Isha Afilu Bezuze Dido, Umayser Dido, Special Clear Sakasif. Halacha only applies to a man. A man is Mosif Chomesh and not a woman. The Afilu Hi Almana Ugrusha in a Mosif Chomesh. Even if she's her own person. Where does he get this from? Because he's so convinced by the Girsa of the Gemara. Right? Sometimes Rishonim are so convinced by a Svara, they'll read it into the Gemara even though it's a Dachuk Pshat. That's what Rashi does here. Rashi knows it's difficult to say Ish Lo Isha means husband and not wife. But he does that because that's the Girsa that he has. Rabbeinu Tam, and maybe because he can't fathom his Svara, why Rabbeinu Tam should be right. Right? Why should a woman be putter to her from Chomesh, from her own property? Well, Rabbeinu Tam says no. I don't like Rashi's Girsa, because I don't think that fits into the words. And I know what the Pshat is. Then he quotes from the Medrash, the Taras Kohanim, and Parshas Baharim, Gol, Yig'al, Ishmi Ma'asro, L'Rabos Esa'isha, we have a Medrash that includes a woman, Le'inyin Pediya Dafka. No, regarding that she can be Podeh, that's the Limud. But not that she has to be Eran a Chomesh. Marbina Nesa'isha V'lo Le'inyin Chomesh. Why would you even need a Limud to include a woman? Why would you think a woman can't do it? Ah, says Tosfos. Sal kedaita hol v'ksiv be. Now we get into Tosfos' little svara. Why does Tosfos say that a woman can be poda, but we need a lima to tell me that, but even though she's poda, she's not fully like a man, and she doesn't have to add on a chomesh. Why? Sal kedaita hol v'ksiv be b'maiser. What does it say in Sefer Dvarim when it talks about what's the purpose of Maiser Sheni going to Yerushalayim so that l'man tilmad Liyira, as Hashem alokecha. V'darshinan v'yinei b'sifrei, the gadol ma'aser shemevi lidei Talmud. When you go to Yerushalayim and we're so inspired and we see the Kohanim doing the avoda. But if you take those words literally, tilmud, to learn, k'shashar v'Yerushalayim l'achidas ma'aser v'havamina isha, kivan delav bas limud hi, lesa b'dinei ma'aser. Maybe she's p'tura from Talmud Torah, so she's p'tura from this experience also. So kamash v'lam, we don't say that. Kamash v'lam, why? So it could be a number of ways, but the pashas might be, this isn't about Tilmad Talmud Torah. This is Tilmad Liyira, Yirat Shamayim. Yirat Shamayim, there's no difference between a man and a woman. So therefore, maybe that's the kamashla, that of course she has to be podeh. But Rabbi Natam's chiddush is that she doesn't have all the halachas of pediyah. And therefore, she doesn't have to add on a chomesh. So again, it quotes another medrash, but either way, this is a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Fundamental machlokas on a daraisa level. You know, about the laws of pidyon, are all women excluded from being most of chomesh? That's Rabbi Natam Shita. Rashi says, no, of course not. It's a wife on behalf of a husband. Right, that's the only one that is ptura from being most of chomesh. Tosfos read here as a long discussion where he seems to be go-raced like Rabbeinu Tam, but he understands it like Rashi. He's very bothered by Rashi's shot. He quotes a number, and he says, maybe you read it like a bitmiya. Like, is this really true? Is there any such ptur? So he reads it kind of like that. Feel free to look inside. But either way, we're back to our question. What exactly is the case of this Tosefta, where we have a machlokas tanoim, the Tanakama, the Chachamim say that a woman does not add on a chomesh. Shimon Elazar, in the name of Rabbi Meir, says a woman does not add on a chomesh. So what's the case? So we try to say it's all the husband's, doesn't work, because then she for sure should add on a chomesh. It's her money and her husband's meiser, also doesn't work. El alav ki agavna. So maybe it's about our type of case. To akni la achermana. Maybe it's a case where somebody gave this wife money via marwa and said to her, almanash et tifti boas amaiser. It's your money only in regard to being podem aiser. Therefore, it's similar to the case under discussion in our sugya of a man gives an eved money, almanas, that he redeemed through it. Very specific purpose to use it. And ve'ifcha shamanalu, and it's exactly opposite of what we said before. Our brice that we had at the end of yesterday's daf said that Rabbi Meir holds it goes automatically to the master. While the chachamim say no, the eved can own it. And here, the Rabbi Meir is the one that says it is considered the Isha's, because it's podeh below chomesh, while the Chachamim say no, without a woman cannot be podeh without a chomesh, because it basically goes to the husband, that she is using her husband's money and her husband's fruit, and therefore you see it's opposite shitos. So, two answers. Answer number one, Amar Abaya Eifach. Okay, always the easy answer, to flip the shitos, and there's no sira. Rava Amar, La'olam, Lo Tefach. As they argue, they have this type of machlokas often. In Shas, Lola Motevach, Rabbi said, no, I can figure it out. No, there's no stira. Vahacha, we're not talking about. The machlokas here has nothing to do with our case. It's a different machlokas. It's not about a third party giving money to this woman, but rather, hacha, b'maiser da'asa mi be'nasha askinan. We're talking about that she yarshined maiser sheni fruit from a relative of hers, and now that fruit is nechse malug. Nechse Maluga goes into her property, her husband gets to eat, right, payers from it, but it's hers. So she received that money via Rusha. And what's the machlokas about? It's about a totally different machlokas that comes up later on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there discusses, could somebody be Mekadesh a woman with Maaser Sheni fruit? Right, great sugyas at the end of the second parak. The Gemara talks about Nun Beis, HaMekadesh Bechelko. First, if could a Kohen use his portion in a karban to be Mekadesh a woman? Right, we get the Gemara there, the Mishnah is there, talk all about many different topics in Shas, whether it's considered Shalcha or not. So the Gemara talks about Karbanos, and then the second half of that Mishnah, Maaser Sheni, Machlokes Tanoim, whether Maaser Sheni you could use to get married with or not. What's the root of the issue? Whether Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hevyot. Kachim, we know, are Mamon Gavoa. The Kohen gets it from the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. What about Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni, it's an amazing, if we think about it, it's an amazing transition or middle type of item. Because Truma and Maaser Rishon could be in anywhere. It has Kedusha. You know how to be Matami Truma. Maaser Rishon. A Yisrael could eat Maaser Rishon. It's just Gezel HaShevet. It's take out a Trumas Maaser. But what about Maaser Sheni? All of a sudden, we have to eat it in Yerushalayim. A Yisrael could eat it in Yerushalayim. So what is it? Will the real nature of Maaser Sheni please step forward? Because Yerushalayim sounds like, oh, it's Kachem related, but even a Yisrael could eat it. It's not like Bikurim, right? It's not like Karbanos. So, I mean, Kachikalim, some of Kachikalim can be eaten by Yisrael, but only Yerushalayim. So, That's the issue of Maaser Sheni. Is it Mamon Hedyot or is it Mamon Gavoa? That's a Machlokas Tanoim. So that's the root Machlokas in our Tosefta. For Rabbi Meir, Letaimei, and Rabbi Meir goes according to his reasoning, back to our Gemara, Rabbi Meir, Letaimei, to Amar Maaser Mamon Hekdeshu. Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni, you cannot be Mekadesh a woman with. It's Mamon Hekdesh. And therefore, it is not considered the owner's velokani lebao. And therefore, if when the woman yarshins the maaser sheni from a relative, it never goes to the husband. And therefore, it's still considered the woman's. And that's why Rabbi Meir says, Anisha's put the maaser sheni below chomesh. Why? Because it's not really hers. It's maaser sheni is mama gavoahu. And therefore, if you look in Rashi, Hilkach einu kishar nachasam lemikne, baal petakanta tatikin rabbanan peiros labal. Right, this isn't like other properties that automatically go to the husband, petakanta de rabbanan. Hilkach lo zachi bay. The husband doesn't get it because it's mama gavoa, v'chi parki le bezuze de baal. She's using the husband's money. So this is not called money being podet from the same person. It's not on behalf of the husband here. It's the husband's money, but it's her fruit. Or it's Hektish's fruit. And therefore, lavi masrohu, tezuze techad o maaser techad. That's the svara for Rabbi Meir, that you don't have to be Mosef Chomesh. Verabbanan, back to the Gemara L'taymayu. The Rabbanan are also l'shitaso, to amri mamon hedyodu. The Rabbanan say it is mamon hedyodu, and therefore, v'kani lebal. It goes to the husband, and therefore, it's the husband's money and the husband's fruit. Hilkach shlichusa de baal ka'avda. And therefore she would add on a chomesh, because it does belong to the husband. Once she gets it, the kanadra banan, it goes to the husband. Ah, so, according to Rabbi Meir, well, take even a step back, and that is, how is there any Yerusha? Right, even before you get to Maaser Sheni, how is there ever Yerusha by Maaser Sheni if Maaser Sheni is considered mama gavoa? So, you have to come up with some type of middle ground. Rabbi Elchanan, two places. I'll read it from Rabbi Elchanan in Meseches Baba Basra, Shin Ayin Gimel. He asked this question. He says, Kasha, Shin Ayin Gimel, Kasha, de b'mama gabol o shaycha Yerusha klau. Right, so what's the you don't get to this first base. If my Maaser Sheni should be totally mufka, right? You don't yarshin after a kachim, right? There's no, might not be Yerusha. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry, says Rabbi Elchanan, Vahatam lazeh mishum de guf hadavar hu shelo ela shedin mamon shebo hu shel gavoha. You have to come up with some type of middle status. So Rabbi Elchanan says, halachically, the item itself belongs to the person, but the halachos related to that item, you consider it as if it's not his. So, L'may nafkamina, well, Yerusha, right here. So the person legally gets it, but it's not the halachos that you would need to control it do not apply. So he gives an example. Third parak in Sukkah, Sukkah Lamed Hay. According to the Manda Amar, that you do not need din mamon for dalin minim, meaning it doesn't, what the Gemara talks about what that is, hana'a, where you are. Could you use a Maaser Sheni Esrog outside of Yerushalayim? The Gemara continues, can you use Isurei Hana'a? That's not Kitusei Mechtashirei. It's not that it's light less boshir. So the Gemara there says, Yotzei Be'esrok Shamaiser Sheni, Afilu L'mandamar Mamon Gavoahu, Mikri Lachem. It could be Lachem, even though you're not allowed to use it. Right? So how could that be? The answer is, something could be inherently shayach to the person, even though all the halachas related do not apply. So that's how Maaser Sheni, it's mama gavo, and therefore for halachas of chomesh, it's not considered the husband's. Masha Enkein, it is Yerusha though, it gets to the Isha. And then he even adds, v'yeshul histapek, im gamba kachim kachim kenu. Could you say the same thing by karbanos? Even by kachim kachim? Da after l'kuli yalma havi mama gavoa, mikol makom efshar de gufadabra ushalo. Maybe, and he quotes the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Mem, that maybe this is the issue behind that Gemara. So that's Rabbi Elchanan, who creates that middle status, which has to be created, because there is Yerusha, even though it is Mamon Gavoa. Okay, so that takes us till the two dots. Let's talk for a moment or two about Maaser Sheni, now that it came up. The Rambam in, you know, we might not have guessed this, the Rambam in the beginning of Maaser Sheni points out that in his mind, there are seven mitzvos that relate to Maaser Sheni. We would think there's one mitzvah. One mitzvah, Maitre Sheni. No, to eat Maitre Sheni, to be mafresh. The Rambam says seven mitzvahs. We discussed this in Mitzvah Shir a number of years back. Feel free to check out the archives on OU.org, all the mitzvahs. But the Rambam says there are seven mitzvahs. Lahafresh Maitre Sheni. Number one, to be mafresh. Number two, Shelo Lahotzi Damav Bishar Tzarchei B'nei Adam Chutz Me'achilu V'Shasiyah V'Sicha. When I take the money up to Yerushalayim, I'm not allowed to use it for parking. Right, I have to use it for that Maaser Sheni money. I have to use it for eating, drinking, or smearing some type of hana'as haguf. That is the halacha. There's an iser daraisa to use it for anything else. Number three, shalolo ochlo betuma. Now we're putting together psukim from all over the Torah. That's the Rambam's gabus. He takes psukim from all over the Torah, parshas Kisavo and earlier parshas Re'eh, and shalolo ochlo betuma. He can't eat Maaser Sheni betuma. Shalolo ochlo ba'aninus. One is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni when one is an Onin, right? That's what we say in Vidui. Lo achalti va'oni mimenu. And I can't eat it when one is an Onin. Shelo le'echol Maaser Sheni shel Dagon chutz li'Yerushalayim. Then he has three separate mitzvahs. You can't eat Maaser Sheni of Dagon, wheat, outside of Yerushalayim, any of the grains. Number two, shelo le'echol Maaser Tirosh chutz li'Yerushalayim. Not allowed to eat wine Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. It's all based on one pasuk. Shelo le'echol Maaser Yitzar chutz li'Yerushalayim. Oil. Not allowed to use Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Any of them. Three separate losases. Next, Netar Avai is not Maaser Sheni, but then Vidui Maaser, which includes Maaser Sheni. But all of that, the Rambam says, are separate mitzvos of Maaser Sheni, and that's the Rambam in beginning of Hilchos Maaser Sheni. And as we said, keep in mind, there's beautiful lumdis in Maaser Sheni because it kind of straddles the fence between a kachay hagvul and kachay mikdash, because it's in Yerushalayim, but Yisrael can eat it. Truma is for a kohen. Truma also is unusual. It's only for a kohen, but it has nothing to do with Yerushalayim. Can eat it anywhere. Maaser Rishon, one might say, is the least, because it's for a Yisrael, and even for a Yisrael can eat it, even though he's supposed to just give it to a Levi, and it can be out of Yerushalayim. But Maaser Sheni is special. It's interesting, though, the Rambam, with all these mitzvos, he doesn't count one more. The Ramban thinks he left one out. The Ramban, we know, adds on to the mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam left out. The first mitzvah, mitzvah Aleph, that the Ramban adds on to the Rambam is Maaser Sheni. Right, the Ramban, I think, has 14 or so. How many mitzvahs does he add on? I don't remember exactly. I think it's 13 or 14 mitzvahs that the Ramban, I'm sorry, 17. 17 he adds on. So the first one is, Shenitz Tavinu Lecho Maaser Sheni. Ubechoros b'Yerushalayim l'fnei akel yitaleh. The Rambam only counted hafrashas Maaser Sheni. The Ramban counts eating Maaser Sheni. Just like the Ramban, you might be thinking, counts eating perishvias. La'achlav lo l'schar, la'achlav lo iba. The Ramban also counts a separate mitzvah there. But what does the Ramban here say? V'hu amro, v'achalt l'fnei Hashem alokecha, ma'aser tugancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. V'zu mitzvah v'na mitzvos, hi gdola ma'od. Says the Ramban, this is a huge mitzvah. Why? Shenasan batam. The Torah itself says a reason, like we saw in Tosas before. Lamantil maliyira. Torah hardly says that by any other mitzvah. That is to lead to Yirat Shemayim. V'yamru magid shemayisr sheni, maybe it's adam l'day tam Torah. And that was Tosas as Havamina. V'tziva ba'od, v'samachta tav uvesecha. V'yanitama l'ravazeh. Why didn't he count it? V'imu lai hayadaito she'enon el l'mnoa achilasan chusli Yerushalayim. And if you want to say what we recall an iser asay, not a kiyum asay, v'hu alav sheman arabim mitzvah kufem alav, and the Rambam does count the iser of eating outside of Yerushalayim, v'alo hu amon alavin michlal asay b'cheshev mitzvah asay. No, you don't always do that. Sometimes the Rambam would count the mitzvah asay and include the los asay in the asay, and not the opposite. V'od, and he says, shezu be'emes mitzvah kivua. This is a mitzvah kivua, and I don't think you should skip it. And he talks about ukimo, and then he has an important line at the end. Whenever a Rishon has a comparison, we always say, our ears have to open wide. Because comparisons are giving conceptual nuggets for us to glean. Ukimo shehu asa hu asei lakoanim bechatos uba'ashamos. Just like kachim for koanim, so too the chelek to the bailim. Meaning maybe the kachik kalim chelek to the bailim, And he's putting this into the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni. He even compares this to Bechor. The mitzvah is to eat Ma'aser Sheni and Bechor in Yerushalayim. For Sachar Ba'Halachos, etc. But that's the crucial, the Rambam's first mitzvah that he has on. Number two he has on is eating Truma. Number three he has on is eating Peirush Shvi'is. And number four is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But those are the first three have to do with eating Dvarim Shebekdusha in Yerushalayim. The Rambam doesn't count it separately. So does he think it's not a mitzvah? Or he might just say it's connected to the Hafrasha. What's Hafrasha? Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina. You're mafresh it in order to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it. What, you're mafresh it just to leave it where you are? No. Achila is included in the Hafrasha. Right, that's the Rambam Mike probably includes it in that. Okay. And the Ramban would answer back, Hafrash is a separate entity designating it. And that's how you know it. But Pidyon focuses just on the first step, not eating it. Okay, let's continue now. Two dots. Says the Gemara Tana, Yotzi b'shein v'ayin v'rashi yivarim shein ha-chozrin. So our Mishnah, back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, we're in the world of Eved Kenani. Our Mishnah discussed how does an Eved Kenani go free? Through Kesef or Shtar. Or different permutations from Acherim, from themselves. But either way, the two listed is Kesef and Shtar. So now the Braisa adds on another one. He adds on another one, which is a Beferish Pasuk in Chumash. Tana, Yotze B'Shein V'Ayin V'Rashi Yivarim Shenem Chosrim. Also, if the master damages the tooth or the eye or any of the other tips of limbs, certain limbs that are listed elsewhere, Rashi quotes, they're listed in the Mishnah in Maseches Nega'im, because it also talks about Sara'as on those limbs. So, 24 limbs that do not regenerate. Sheinam Chozrim. So, that's for that, the person goes free. Tosfos points out, one line, bottom Tosfos, why isn't this in the Mishnah? Because these, there are some Tanoim that say you also have to give a Shtar Shichur. It's not that these are the Shichur. Right, Shtar and Kesef is the mechanism of Shichur. These, the Torah says, if this happens, you have an obligation to be Meshachrer, but it is not the Shichur itself. That's how the Achronim formulate it. But anyway, Bishlama Shein V'ayin Ksivi. Fine, Shein V'ayin, that's a Pasuk in Chumash. Ela Rashi Yivarmi Nolan, how do I know to include those? Dum Yid Shein V'ayin. Well, it's comparable to Shein V'ayin. Ma Shein V'ayin Mumin Sheva Galui. Just like Shein V'ayin, public mumin, their open mumin, the einam chozrim, and they do not regenerate. So to any mum that does not regenerate, and it is public, it's visible, that would be included. But it says it by shein and ayin. So why don't we say that's considered two psukim telling you the same thing? We know the rule is, if you have two different psukim telling you the same thing, well, why do you need two psukim? Just say one pasuk. It must be that Torah wants to limit it to the two psukim. So maybe it's only shein v'ayin. The Gemara says, no, tzricha, you need both shein and ayin. Because you wouldn't have known one from the other, so it's not called habon ke'echad. Why? Because the rachman is shein. If you only had shein, hava amina afilu shein dechalav. I would have thought maybe even a baby tooth. A tooth that a baby nurses with, right? Chalav, milk. So, because of Rachmana, ayin. That's why it has to say ayin. To teach me, no, it has to be a permanent limb, not one that falls out and a new one comes in. That's why it can't just say shein. Because of Rachmana, ayin. And if the Torah only said ayin, havamina, ma ayin, shenivrimo, avkol shenivrimo, I'd have thought only something that is born with this child, this person, but an ayin, but a tooth is not shein lo, and therefore you doesn't go free tzricha. That's why you need both shein and ayin. It's not shein ksuban abon kechad. Stop there for a moment. You remember there is one line about shein va'ayin elsewhere in Shas, way back brachas dafei, fourth daf in Shas, dafei and aleph. The Gemara there says, you know what you learn from shein and ayin? You know dvar musar from shein and ayin. You learn yisurin memarkin. You learn from Shein and Ayin. Remember the Gemara. The Gemara talks about there. Daf Hey is all about Yisurin Shel Ahava. So the Gemara there says, in Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, just find the line about Shein and Ayin. Sorry, let me just find it. He says, Kal v'chomer mi Shein v'Ayin. Ma Shein v'Ayin Shehein Echon mi'eivarev Shel Adam. Eved Yotzi Bohen L'cheirus. If Shein and Ayin, they're just one tiny little limb of a person. And yet, if they're knocked out, there's freedom, Yisurin, Shememarkin, Kalgufo Shaladam, Alachas Kama Vakama. Surely Yisurin should free a person. Free a person from sins, free a person from punishment, right? That's the Kavachomer from Shane and I. Okay, let's get back to the third line. Says the Gemara, the Ema. How do you know to include Shein Ayin and all Rosh Eivarim? The Ema, Kiyake Klal, Shein V'Ayin Prat, Klalu Prat, Ein B'chal Elamash V'Prat, Shein V'Ayin In Midi Achrini Lo. Maybe you should limit it to Shein and Ayin, right? It's limited, Ein B'chal Elamash V'Prat. The Gemara says, no, Lachavshi Yishalchenu, Chazar V'Klal. No, there's another general phrase, Klalu Prat Klal, Iyatadon Ela Ke'ena Prat. Not limited to the prat, but just similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish mum shebegalui ve'enam chosrim. Afkol mum shebegalui ve'enam chosrim. Just like the prat is an example of a clear nikar mum, and it does not regenerate by itself, so to all mumin. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Maybe I'll limit it more. Ima prat mefurish mum shebegalui ubatel mimalachto ve'enam choser. Maybe you just say the prat, it is a clear mum, and batel mimalachto, the limb, the organ, is no longer functionable. It doesn't serve the function that it did before the master damaged it. Maybe it should all be about making the organ unusable. Alama tanya, so why did we learn in the Braisa? Talash bizakano, if the master pulled at the beard of the Eved, the dildobo etzem, and somehow one of the jaw bones got dislocated, got dislodged, Eved yotzeb em lecheirus, the Eved goes lecheirus, question mark. Why? Because there's no batal mimalachto. Why? Why is there no batal mimalachto? Says the shita on odol ami, the Eved could still eat. He can't eat as easily, but the limb, he assumes the Gemara's Havamin is that the limb still serves a function, just not as good as it used to be. The Meikara Hayaoso Ha'etzem Misayalo Lechol, it helped him eat. The Achshav Shen is Daldel, Avavishu Mitztaerksas, Mibresha Dil, Mipre Dildolze, Mishasha Ochel, it still hurts him a little bit, Mikamakam Eno Batami Milakto Lagamre, Shadayin Misayalechol, it still helps him somewhat. So, why do we say there that he would still go free? Right, there's no Bitul Mimalakto there. So Gemara says, "Lachavshi yishalchenu ribuyehu." There's a ribuy. It's not just the second klal, but it's the ribuy. So we include this case also. V'ribuyehu. I feel we call yado. But some stuff is lachs or nami. If you're telling me you're including it, it's a ribuy. So include anything, even dvarim shasid and lachsar, even items that regenerate. Alamatanya. Why'd we learn? In the brisa, he call al yado. But some stuff is over lachsar. Ain't ever yosef alacheres. Eved does not go free. Right? So what's the difference? Like where it says, Im Kain, Shein V'ayin Mayahani Lay. If you're telling me that everything's included, then what's the limit of Shein V'ayin? There's got to be a balance of some limitations, but more excluded. So we limit it to cases of Ein Asidin Lachzor, but we might include items that are not Batel Mimalachta. Good. Tana Rabbanan. See how we get to what we alluded to before. Bikulam, by all of these, items of Shein and Ayin and the other Rashi Yevarim, Eved, Yosef, and Lecheres, Vitzarech get Shichur. You still need to get Shichur, as Tosas pointed out earlier. Divrei, Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Shimon, Shita, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Eino Tzarech, Lazar, Omer, Tzarech, Rabbi Tarfin, Omer, Eino Tzarech, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Tzarech. Let's stop there for a moment, so we have all these different opinions of whether you need to get Shichur or not. The Achronim, point out that, again, Pashas, like we explained it before, like Tosva said, the act of damaging the Shein and the Ayin do not bring freedom at all, right? It's just that it brings a chiyah for the Eved to be mishuchra by the Adon. Look at Rashi for a moment. Rashi, v'tzara get shichur lahatiro babas chorin. What does that sound like? Achronim pointed out, it sounds like from Rashi that there is shichur already. Lagabe Dini Maminis, he's Meshuchrar. He has no financial obligations anymore to the owner, but he can't get married without the Shtar Shichur. Why does Rashi add that? Latir Baschorin. We know what a Shtar Shichur does. It sounds like Rashi is limiting. Right? Only Latir Baschorin does he need the Shtar Shichur, but on other levels, he is Meshuchrar already. Right? And that's our Rashi. The question is though then, why? Why is this different than, let's say, the Imre Moshe? Remember, Moshe discusses, we had back in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Gittin, we had some deos, again, not everybody agreed to this, but we had Machlokas HaMoraim, Shmuel, I think it was, or Nachman, HaMafkir Avdo. Yatza l'cheres and tzara get shichr, ain't tzara get shichr. So there were those that said, if somebody's mafkir, they're eved, so then they don't even need to get shichr. Why? Yeah, aren't there, as we discussed earlier, daf tezayin, or earlier, before that, that there are two kinyanim every adon has with the master. Ashta, a kinyan mamon, and a kinyan iser. We even discussed that back on daf tezayin, that maybe even the eved ivri has the two kinyanim, and that's why the chachmei svarad say that an eved ivri is always allowed to marry a shivcha kananis. Not just machru bezdin, but machru asma, the difference is only if he could be forced to, or he has a choice in it. But he always can, because that's the kinyan iser. So, ask the Emre Moshe. According to the opinions that say there are mafkar abdo yasal cheres vein sorak et shichrur, you know why that is? Because once you get rid of the dini mamanis, then memela, the kinyan iser also is paka. Once he's mafkar the eved, they're connected. So ask the Emre Moshe. But here, we're not saying that. Here we're saying that according to Rashi, even though the kinyan Mamon is already chufka, right? Because what he did with the shein and the ayin, but the kinyan iser is still there, and that's why Rashi cannot fathom that he would be able to go free and be married with that. So why is that? So the Emre Moshe suggests shetamo shel Shmuel shein tzarek get shichur mishum shehefker misyachis gamul yachas the kinyan iser. It must be that the hefker itself automatically does affect the kinyan iser, as we just explained. Bishop Shehifker, kol ma sheyesh lo, v'lochein ein tzorek et shichrur. Avo b'shein v'ayin, shein mo'al ela klapi din mamon, tzorek et shichrur b'shul kinyan iser. It must be, without really explaining why, that a yitzia of shein v'ayin cannot affect both elements of the kinyan. It can only affect the kinyan mamon, but the kinyan iser is still connected. If somebody's mafkir in eved, then he's disconnecting himself totally. And then both kinyanim are affected. Masha'enkein, in the case of Shein V'ayin, maybe because it's not, he's not doing it, but Kavana to be Meshachrer, right, he just happens to damage, and Memelo, the Torah says that he has to be Meshachrer, so either way, but that's a difference to be aware of. Okay, we're in the middle of the Brisa, different deos, whether Tzarech or not, and now we have the middle opinion. Ha-Machriyim, Lefrecha Chavim Omrim, and the ones that are Machriya, Lefrecha Chavim, say as follows. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, B'Shein V'Ayin. I agree with Rabbi Tarfon that you don't need a Shar Shechor, B'Shein V'Ayin. Sha'tor Ezech Solo, because that's a Din Daraisa. V'Divrei Rabbi Akiva, B'Sharei Varim. And I agree to Rabbi Akiva that you need a Shar Shechor by other Evarim, Ho, V'Knas HaChavim, because it's a Knas Durabanan. Says the Gemara, Knasu, Kroika Darshina. What do you mean? It's a Din Daraisa. We darshim sukim. So what do you mean it's chachamim? Ela ho'il u'medrish chachamim hu. It's learned out from the Rabbanan. Meaning what? Because it's not mefurish bikra, but it's learned out from a drushes chazal, that makes it different. So Gemara says, we discussed this a couple of months ago, back in Maseches Gittin, where a similar line came up. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in the Me'iri here, the Me'iri has an unbelievable chiddush. The Me'iri says here, Medrash Chachamim means anything learned out from a klal uprat is a din d'rabbanan. That's the Me'iri. He has a daya here. Shekol klal uprat asmachta be'almahu. As he quotes the Gemara in Sota, Shlosha mekomos halacha okeres as a mikra. Those are the only one. That's what he quotes, an unbelievable chiddush. He quotes in the footnotes that we don't find this anywhere else in other Rishonim. Right, what do you mean? It's a pasuk, it's a drashas chazal. You'd give him midos or daraisa. So the Miri has that deya. Tosfos, other Rishonim, ask this question and do not say that. Top Tosfos, v'yim tomar, mabakach. What's the difference? So, parenthetically, we do know that for certain halachos in the Torah, we discuss this, Mefurish Bikra makes a difference. So for example, the Ran in Nedarim Daf Ches, where the Ran says, to be Nishba, Lekayim, or Levatel as a mitzvah. Right? For Chalos Shvuah on a mitzvah, so it makes a difference. If somebody swears that they're going to learn a Masechta in Shas, that Shvuah is Chal. Why? It's Mushba V'Yom HaMe'ar Sinai. You have to learn Torah. The answer is, it doesn't say to learn Torah, that Masechta. It just says, basic. Right? V'Shinatel, V'Necha, V'Shidcha, a little bit Kriyash V'Shachmas V'Arvis. That's what's Mefurish Bikra. So there's a difference between Mefurish Bikra and non-Mefurish Bikra regarding Hilchos Shvuah, or regarding some other halachas in terms of maybe punishments sometimes. Onshim, maybe it could be limited to Mefurish Bikra and non-Mefurish Bikra. And there are other nafkaminas as well. But the Rishonim assume that this is not a nafkamina. So that's why Rishonim give another different answers. Tosfos and Rov Rishonim, Korobinu Tam, and say, no, really it's a Din D'oraisa. So din d'oraisa that they don't need a shtar shichra. What does it mean need a shtar shichra? What does it mean by medrash chachamim? It means that most people out there don't know the halacha of shein va'ayin, all the details. So we will require a get midrabanan. Because people will be confused. They'll think this person is still in heaven and he can marry a Bas Yisrael. And it'll be confusing. That's what it means. Fourth line in Tosfos. Nira l'Rabbeinu Tam. To get ze eino ele midrabanan. To chayshinan. Shema yimseenu bashuk. Ve'yomer lo avdi ata. Lefi she'ena medrash yadua la'olam. The person won't realize that his eved will be freed and lead to problems. That's what it means. And the Meiri quotes this also from the Rabbani Tsarfas. And the Meiri was in Provence, and he quotes this from the Baalei HaTosfos. That's the second answer. The Meiri then takes this answer and says, based on this answer, is it really true that whenever people aren't clear of what the halacha is, you'll need a get l'chumra? The Meiri discusses, what about, something we'll talk about the Shem later in the Masechta, if somebody is Mekadesh in front of Eidim Psulim Midrabanan? Halacha l'maisa. If there's a wedding and there is a gambler who is a aid. So that could be Misachi Bekuvia, Pasul Midrabanan. So would, and we would say, if they're Eidim Psulim, they're not married. Eidim Psulim, we don't say that they're married Midrabanan, they're not Pasul Midrabanan, they're not married. So do you need a get l'chumra? So the Meiri says, maybe based on Rabbeinu Tam, you need a get l'chumra. Just like here, you need a get l'chumra because people don't realize that Shein V'ayin, they go free without a Shtar Shechver. So to there, people might think that it's only a Psul Midrabanan, maybe they're married. So maybe you should need a get l'chumra. He says, Choshen l'kidushin latzricha get. And he quotes that from Rav Achai Gaon. And he defends it. Other Achronim are very against it. Rabbi Kiva Eicher talks about this opinion in a tshuva, and he says, no way. He says, no, you don't have to, if there's no get, there's no marriage d'araisa, then you don't need a get, right? Because it would be asi l'dei chkula, because then you would think that this girl can't marry a Kohen. And, you know, what if she's going out with a Kohen? So, lead to other problems. Can't just say, oh, just do a l'chumra. The Riva in Tosfos had the third answer to what the Gemara is talking about, but we'll have to do the next line of the Gemara though first to understand it. Let's go back to the Gemara. My time at the Reb Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say that you do need to get shechrur, yalef shiloch, shiloch ma'isha, ma'isha b'shtar, evanami b'shtar, and evan always needs a star. V'reb Meir, ikos of chafshi lebasov kida ka'amrit. If it said the word, send him free, after Shein V'ayin, fine. Hashad the Kasev L'chafshi Shalchenu says that first, Tavale Chafshi Meikara. So it's saying, no, free with the following. So it's emphasizing. The Riva says, that's why it has to be Mefurish Bekra. Because that Riboy is only including what is Mefurish right afterwards. And that's why there could be a difference between what's Mefurish Bekra and not. They're both Daraisa, but that Lima, that extra word of L'chafshi Shalchenu, is only by what's Mefurish Bekra. Right? That's what the Riva says. In the end of that Tosfos. So really, 3 days, what that line of the Gemara means, the Meiri, Rabbeinu Tam, with the extension of the Meiri, and the Riva. Period. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Hiko al Eino v'sima al Ozno v'chersha, Eved Yosef ben l'cherus. This is the regular case, if the master damages the eye directly, and blinds the Eved, or the ear, and makes the Eved not be able to hear, makes him deaf, the Eved goes free. Neged eino ve'eino roeh, kineged ozno ve'eino shomeya. What if he bangs the wall, or makes a loud sound in front of the Eved, and the Eved goes into shock, and he can't see or hear anymore, then ein Eved yosef ben l'cheir. He doesn't go free. Doesn't go free. Amar Rav Shimon, why not? We'll see. Amar Rav Shimon, L'Rav Ashi, L'Meimer Tekolav. Klomu, is this to tell me that just making a sound without physical touch is not halachically significant? V'atani, Rami Bar Yecheskel, Tarnagol Shehoshid Rosho La'avir, Kleiz Chuchis, V'takabo, a chicken that puts its head into the airspace of my kli, V'takabo, and makes it sound, I don't know, cock-a-doodle-doo, whatever a chicken makes, that's a rooster, whatever the chicken makes, and V'shavro, and it broke because of that sound. Mishalim Nezek Shalim. He has made Nezek Shalim. Rashi points out, maybe this is against, this is like Sumchis, because usually this might be called Sroros, right? They might be Chati Nezek. Either way, you're Chayef. You're Chayef Nezek Shalim. V'yom Rav Yosef Ami Bei Rav, a similar case. Sus Shetzonaf. V'chamor Sheni'er. Right? The sounds that a horse and a donkey make. V'shibro Kelim B'toch Abayis Mishalim and Chati Nezek. That's like our Halacha Moshe Mitzinai for the beginning of Baba Kama at Sroros. But either way, what do you see from these cases? You're chai of something for your animal making a sound. So why here do we say if you make a sound and blind and make the person deaf, are you pater? Answer, shiny Adam. A person is different than a kli. A person as the receiver of the damage is different than a kli. Kiva de bar dasu iu mavis nafshe. Because he's a bar das, literally, he scared himself. The mazik is not the one totally responsible. If you look in the Shilim Kubetzes and Baba Kama Sadi Aleph, he has a little clearer formulation. He says, you're right, if there was no way, if the person became deaf from the sound, then he's going to be chayiv. We're talking about a case where, not automatically, but he could have, let's say, guarded himself more. He could have reacted differently. He could have turned his head in a different way. And that's why this case is going to be pater. Titania, the Brisa says, Hamavis is chaveira pater midiyanam chayim dine shemayim. If somebody scares their friend, they're not chayim dine adam. Ketzad, it's still terrible. Chayim dine shemayim. Still shouldn't do it. Talk about Azna v'chersho pater. If somebody blows into their friend's ear and makes him deaf, pater, achazalt, achazhu. V'talk about Azna v'chersho chayev. But if he grabbed his ear and then he blew into it, then he'd be chayev because he made physical contact. Period. Stop there for a moment. We find in other areas, of halacha about blowing, does it make a difference? So the Maharil discusses if there's a fire going and then a Jew blows on the fire to make it a little bigger, is that enough for Bishul Yisrael? We know for a Bishul Akam, it has to be the entire process done by the guy. But what if the Jew blows? So is that halacha? So the Maharil quotes from our sugya, he thinks the fact that it works for a chicken, you know, and it works, you're mazik, so it's called kocho, and therefore it worked for Bishul Yisrael also. One area where it would work. And there are others as well. Tosis, not here, but Tosis of Baba Kama has an important ha'ara, and that is we just discussed that Shein, V'ayin, and others, it only goes by a nezek that is nikar. Nikar and eino chozer. So how is making someone deaf, is that nikar? Can't see anything from the outside. How is that nikar? So Tosfos has two deis. Baba Kama Tzadi Chesem and Aleph. So Tosfos says, number one, well, it's nikar that the guy is acting differently. Right? When a person is deaf or blind, you can look at him and see he's deaf or blind. Generally. Number one. So that is nikar. You don't need the damage to be nikar. You need the behavior of the person to be nikar. Number one. Number two, Tosfos says, the second deya, as long as the limb is nikar, even if the damage is not nikar. So the ear and the eye are nikar. So those are two days, Sadi Chesem and Aleph and Baba Kama, why blinding or making someone deaf, that's called Shein V'ayin. You don't have to physically mutilate the eye or the ear, but either of those are also good. A nafkamina might be, I saw someone suggested, what if somebody damages the tongue of the person? That's not the second day of Tosfos, that's not Nikar from the outside, it's not Nikar limb. But you can see if he can't talk properly, so that is Nikar in terms of the effect of the damage. Just we'll end with a Chashuk Yechemen, and then we'll let Hashem pick up tomorrow. And that is not fully related, but he's talking about Nezek Shalem, Mechati Nezek. But this comes up sometimes, probably more in Israel. But there's a Jew that is extending his house, making an extension on his house, in his Shetach Diyur, and he's already put in 50,000 shekel into the expansion. Then all of a sudden, somebody from the Iriya comes and sees that he's expanding without a Rishayon, and he stops him. He stops him, you have to get an Ishur. And he's like, okay, I got caught. So he's going to go to get the Ishur. His neighbors come and say, no, because we all build without an Ishur. And if you go to get an Ishur, then the guy's going to obviously come to the block and see, we all have to, so you're being mazikas. But he says, no, if I continue building without Yishur, I'm going to get even more damages. They're going to come back, and they're going to give him even more fines. So is he allowed to do what he wants? Or is he being mazik? That's the discussion back and forth. So he says, Rabbi Chashuk Yechemet says, Me'ikar Adin, he could get the Yishur. That's the law. The law is to get the Yishur. And even though, you know, he's being mafsid mamon, that's indirectly. He says, you want to know good advice, though? And a good advice, I'll give you an Eisa Tova, if he wants, if he agrees. And that is because all the neighbors are going to be against him, he's going to cause problems and strife. He says, fine, he cannot get the Yishur, but the neighbors have to give him a halachically legal document that says that they will pay for any damages and any fine that he gets from now, forevermore. And if they're ready to do that, because they think that'll be less than having to get their own Yishur, then fine. And fine. But either way, he says, basically, Yado al Hal Yona, if he's doing something legally, then that would be the case. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, and we'll continue with tomorrow's daf. Again, tomorrow will be the last one that we'll put up in the last cycle, Hashem, and then we will continue. And again, remember, nofeyhashemesh.com. Feel free to join our special Me'a Me'elef campaign.